Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 5th of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 800 miles west of Shannon, 980, expected southeast Iceland, 970 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later except in North Viking. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Cromarty, decreasing 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good. Fisher. Southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later, occasional rain at first, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Biscay, east veering southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, east or northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, variable 3 or 4, but northeasterly 4 to 6 until later in the south, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in East Sole, fair, good. Irish Sea, Shannon. Southwest 5 to 7, rain in West Shannon. Good, occasionally poor in Northwest Shannon. Rockall, Mallon. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in North Rockall, decreasing 4 or 5 later in Northwest Rockall. Rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic for a time, except in south, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain or showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, but 5 or 6 at first in Fair Isle, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain or showers, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 for a time, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic. Southwest 7, rain, 1900 metres, 1008, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 5, rain, 1 mile, 1001, now rising. Lerwick, southwest by west, 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 997, now falling. Wick, automatic. Southwest, 5, slight drizzle and rain, 7 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by west, 3, 19 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 6, slight rain, 6 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by south, 4, 12 miles, 1014, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 1018, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel, automatic. Northwest by north, 1, 1 mile, 1025. Jersey, northeast, 3, mist, 1.5 miles, 1024, now rising. Channel Light Vessel, automatic. East-northeast, 2, 2 miles, 1024. Scilly, automatic. Southeast by south, 2, 11 miles, 1024, now rising. Milford Haven. Southwest by west, 2, 16 miles, 1,024, now rising. Aberporth, south-southwest, 2, 11 miles, 1,023, now rising. Valley, southwest by south, 6, 7 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 4, 9 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Valencia, south by west, 4, 15 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south, 5, 7 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south, 6, 15 miles, 1,011, now rising. Macrehenish Automatic, southwest, 5, recent rain, 24 miles, 1,012, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. High pressure will continue to dominate across southern and southeastern waters with plenty of fair weather and mostly light, moderate breezes. A strong southwesterly flow will dominate across the northern and northwestern parts of the British Isles, with gales in the far north and some rain or drizzle at times too. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7, a gale 8 for a time in north, rain at times, good, occasionally poor in north and moderate in south. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 and far north until later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times in south, fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later, fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4 later, fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Land's End. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly, but becoming variable later in east, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in west. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far northwest and 3 in Cardigan Bay. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and west, becoming variable 3 at times in Liverpool Bay. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 to 7, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 until later in north. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in far south. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southerly 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 at first and far northwest, occasionally severe gale 9 later in north, then decreasing 4 to 6 later in north, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you. Joe Skilton has sent an ode to the shipping forecast. I love how each night a shaken out patchwork quilt of weather settles upon this bed of isles. I love to imagine a daisy chain of lighthouses, those eyes turning the will-o'-the-wisps there and passing the parcel of night watch. I picture the rising and falling water lapped up in the docks and those rising and falling chests of our nation's sleep. Afeard not, as these isles are full of weather stations. I love to listen whilst landlocked at home in London and picture the quiet streets between myself and the BBC Broadcasting House, to have my thoughts taken to my family on the air, to imagine the wind chimes in the gardens of North Wales or over the night air in North Yorkshire as it swept across the moors of the sea. I love to be able to look at my entire life from the skies, living in Edinburgh, Glasgow, boat trips to Shetland, window seats on trains along the northeast coast, climbing the Great Orme, those early trains from Holyhead making their way towards London, and summer holidays on the beaches of the south coast. I return to it all during the shipping forecast. I love to be wished a safe and peaceful night as I'm rocked by the cradle of the deep, of time, of memory, falling asleep whilst thinking of what's past, the sea at present, and what may lie ahead. Thank you, Joe. Good night, all.
It's 0100 GMT. Hello, I'm Sam Fenwick, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Donald Trump's tariffs on Canada, China and Mexico are shaking global markets. Coming up, how these nations are responding. Here's Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Now, it's not in my habit to agree with the Wall Street Journal, but Donald, they point out that even though you're a very smart guy, this is a very dumb thing to do.
How are businesses in Mexico dealing with the tariffs?
The struggles, you know, the drug war, the pandemic with COVID. We were able to survive both of those crises, but I do not think that we can survive a permanent tariff war.
And we'll find out how China intends to react as the National People's Congress gets underway in Beijing.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Zelensky of Ukraine has tried to repair relations with Donald Trump, saying he's ready to work under his leadership to achieve lasting peace with Russia. It comes hours after the suspension of military aid to Ukraine. Mr. Zelensky said he was prepared to sign a minerals deal with Washington. Jeremy Bowen says Mr. Zelensky is under pressure from multiple sides.
I think that in that meeting they had in London at the weekend, one of the messages coming to him was, you've got to make it up with Trump. You've got to make it up with the Americans. You need them. We need them. We all need them. We may find it difficult to deal with this man, but it's a necessity. I thought the most interesting part of it all, at the very end, he still talked about security agreements. And President Trump has said that this minerals mining agreement, the presence of American investment, is all the security guarantee you might ever need.
President Zelensky's comments have been welcomed by Ukraine's leading European allies after a phone call with the Ukrainian president. The British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, commanded what he called his steadfast commitment to securing peace. President Macron of France praised his willingness to re-engage with Donald Trump. The development has also been welcomed by Russia. The parties hoping to form Germany's next government have agreed an unprecedented package of hundreds of billions of dollars in extra spending on defence and infrastructure. The Chancellor-to-be, Friedrich Merz, said the threats to freedom and peace in Europe meant defence must be enhanced. The proposals will be brought to Parliament next week. James Reid reports.
Germany's Christian and Social Democrat parties are still in negotiations to form a coalition after last month's election, but they're acting with urgency because they fear the United States is no longer committed to European security. Exempting military spending from the constitutional debt brake would allow massive rearmament. A 500 billion euro